And it is time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're talking with Jalen Pieting. Jalen, the markets have been in positive territory for much of this week.
Yeah, you know, we've seen a nice little consolidation, a little turnaround after last week's little hiccup on Friday, or more than a little hiccup, but, you know, our big down day on Friday following our prospective planting and grain stocks report that was obviously pretty negative. But we've turned around this week, and we definitely haven't gained back everything we've lost, but it's, you know, it's a good start. Corn over this week from the lows set on Friday, we've rallied about 10 cents, gained that back, and soybeans up around about 22 cents, so a nice week, you know, a nice little turnaround. We definitely needed it, you know, and can hopefully continue some strength going forward here. I think, you know, part of it is probably on a little wetter, cooler forecast. You know, I still believe it's a little early for you know, to talk about planting delays or anything like that. But, you know, it's that time of year where the weather models start becoming more and more of a factor. And next week shows kind of a cooler, high precip week, actually. Talk of maybe some snow in the northern states here, Iowa, Wisconsin, which would set things back a little bit more than expected. And then, you know, on top of that, I think some hope out there with trade negotiations with China. Trump will be meeting with one of their higher representatives this afternoon. Talk is about 3:30, I think, is what when the meeting is scheduled. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Again, I feel like we've talked about this multiple different times, but from the sounds of it, talks continue to move along nicely. We'll see if there's any type of announcement or any more concrete details that come out later this evening or tomorrow. You know, the last rumor, the last talk of it was that egg purchases, you know, that China would have to purchase so many dollars worth of U.S. egg products. The last rumor was that they would have until 2025, about 6 years to make good on that promise, which I think is, you know, it'd be a much harder thing to trade. It'd be interesting to see how the market reacts, just because you can't quantify, you know, demand in the next year or even the next 2 years. You know, they could choose to spread it out. So it'll be interesting to see that side of the negotiations, if anything comes out there.
Well, and I know, Jalen, also that some analysts have mentioned and predicted that Brazilian and Argentinian crops are going to be larger than previously expected. Is that having any impact on the markets this week?
Yeah, you know, I think that your seasonal times to see a recovery or a decent rally, you know, is usually March, April, into May and June. You know, obviously we're into the start of April here and we really haven't seen anything. We actually saw a negative month there in March. And I think, you know, that's part of it. That's part of why the funds are short the way they are. That's part of the reason they're record short and, you know, essentially holding that position for multiple weeks now, is because they haven't had a reason to cover those or buy those shorts back. And part of the reason, or a big part of the reason, is, South America looks really good. You know, Argentina looks to have a huge crop coming, at least the corn crop. And Brazil is off to a good start on their second crop corn. Now, you know, May, late April into May and early June is what makes or breaks that crop, you know, depending on what they get for rain there. So a lot is left. You know, we haven't seen hardly any of the major weather for them, but for the time being, they look pretty good. So, yeah, that's definitely a factor there.
Well, and also you mentioned the weather, Jalen, and most folks mentioning that there is up to 1 million acres of cropland that could be impacted from the recent flooding. Could that maybe switch producers from doing corn and going into other crops due to possible delayed planting?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if it carries out, we go into, you know, I don't think that starts to become too much of a consideration until, say, May. But it all depends, you know, with fertilizer application and stuff like that in the spring and what guys feel that fit that they can do. Definitely if, you know, if we continue some wet weather patterns and those acres don't dry up or can't get cleaned up or in shape, you know, at that point you can definitely see some corn acres switching back to beans. You know, probably something that would catch the market's eye more in about, I would say, 2 weeks down the road. essentially get you past mid-April into the third week of April, and then it starts to become a little clearer picture there on that planted acreage.
So, Jalen, where are we seeing resistance and support this week?
Yeah, so if I'm looking at resistance on May corn, old crop corn, I'd say 369, followed by 380. December corn, 393 and three quarter, followed by 398. And then if we get past there, that 406 range. November new crop soybeans, 945, followed by 960. And interesting to point out as well, just because it gets overlooked a lot, especially this time of year, producers that have on-farm storage and look to roll hedges out year after year from December, say, to the following July, that spread, DEIS 19 to July 20 right now is 28 cents. That's a number a lot of people shoot for. We do have changing storage rates for the CME, and those spreads can now go wider starting with this new crop year. But 28 cents is, one of the wider levels we've seen the last couple of years, so something to keep an eye on. And then on top of that, we've seen the corn market fall down a little bit here lately, but the one contract that hasn't fallen as quickly with it and has stayed kind of stable, if you look out to December 2020, which seems a long ways away, but December 2020 futures are trading 415 to 416. So something to keep an eye on as we go through spring, summer here as well.
And of course, Jalen, next Tuesday, the USDA's latest World Egg Supply and Demand Report will come out. You'll be probably looking at that next week. What are some other things that you're going to be looking towards or looking at for next week?
Yeah, that report definitely, always some news in there. I would say more on the demand side, nothing really on the supply side in that report. And other than that, I'm going to be watching U.S. dollar looks to be pushing towards old highs. We'll see if that turns around. As we've talked before, a high U.S. dollar is not good for exports. The other market I'm going to watch is the wheat market. Chicago wheat's been very strong, but Minneapolis spring wheat, spring planted wheat here, very weak the last week and a half here. And big reason is a dispute going on between Canada and China on canola, and there's talk that there could be 2 million less canola acres switching to spring wheat. That would be bearish, and that would probably impact corn a little bit, so we'll be watching those charts.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pietig. He is with Farmwork Cooperative. This has been the Farmwork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farmwork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.